Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions in his Majmu' Fatawa, volume 23, page 172, وَكَانُوا يَتَنَاظَرُونَ فِي الْمَسْأَلَةِ مُنَاظَرَةً مُشَاوَرَةً وَمُنَاصَحَةً وَرُبَّمَا اخْتَلَفَ قَوْلُهُمْ فِي الْمَسْأَلَةِ عِلْمِيًّا أَوْ عَمَلِيًّا مَعَ بَقَالِ الْأُلْفَةِ وَالْعِصْمَةِ وَأُخُوَّةِ الدِّينِ. He said that you found that the Sahaba, they differed in issues. The Sahaba, they differed in issues. They might have even differed in issues of Aqidah. He said, but along with this differing, you still found amongst them love and harmony. Along with their differing, there was still love, there was still ulfa. There was still love and harmony between them. And he mentioned an example. فَعَائِشَ خَالَفَتْ ابْنَ عَبَّاسٍ رضي الله تعالى عنهم وغيره من الصحابة في أمر في أن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى ربه وقالت من زعم أن محمد رأى ربه فقد أعظم على الله فريا وجمهور الأمة على قول ابن عباس مع أنهم لم يبدعون المانعين الذين وافقوا أم المؤمنين. He said Aisha differed with Ibn Abbas, and everyone that agreed with Ibn Abbas in the issue, did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam see Allah when he made the Isra wal Mi'raj? Ibn Abbas said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Allah. Aisha said, the one who said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Allah has indeed lied on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, but along with that, they never made tabi', they never said that they were innovators, those who agreed with Aisha, and those who agreed with Aisha never made innovators out of those who agreed with Ibn Abbas. This is one of the many examples that we find from amongst the Sahaba, and they differ in a major issue. But along with that, you still never found amongst them what you find amongst us in affairs that are less than Aqidah. Issues of fiqh,